Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcy Cheek, and this is my show, Say What? When? Where? And that question I've asked my whole life, why? I want to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight because we have a really special show for you. I have a wonderful guest. His name is Tom Benzien, and I first heard him on another program here on Blog Talk Radio a little while back. And when I heard him begin to speak, it was just like something inside of me stood up and said, hooray! It was like, oh, wow, this is what I've been waiting to hear. And I thought, I just got to be able to talk to him some way. So I thought, well, I'll just invite him to come and be a guest on my show. And he said yes. And I have him here. Oh, I have two calls on hold. So let me see if I can find him here and bring him on right now.
Marcy.
Hello, Tom?
Yeah, hi, how are
hi.
You?
Hi.
Hi.
Well,
great introduction.
Welcome to my show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
And,
very happy to
I
be here.
I just wanted to say, I kind of think there we'll be going to get some other callers tonight as well. And I want to tell all of you, I have some in the queue already. We're going to let Tom talk first, and then I'll take calls at the end of the show if we have time. We have an hour, Tom.
Awesome.
And so that's, you know, we can cram in as much as we can possibly get in that hour.
Okay.
Because I believe that I'm not the only person out there who has had this hunger and longing within ourselves to hear about what's happening to us and where we're going. And, you know, I had sent you that story of what happened to me this last weekend, and I thought maybe we would just start with that because I think you probably have an idea of, you probably know what really happened. But I do weddings at the beach, and I drove to the beach, and I always, before I leave, I ask for my parking space, and I've been doing that for quite a while because, you know, there's never, ever any place to park at the beach. So I always set that up before I ever start out. And when I got there, I drove up, and I couldn't see a parking place. Now, I had a person with me, so I have a, you know, a witness to what happened here. And I said to Linda, I said, well, Linda, I said, where's our parking place? And so I turned around, and Tom, right out of nothing, the parking space appeared. There it was.
Oh, yeah.
It just appeared. And she didn't see it beforehand. I didn't see it beforehand. But it's like, she says, well, it's the Heisenberg principle, you know, you wanted to see it, so it appeared. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, there are a couple different scenarios. One would be that you sent out a higher frequency broadcast to the person who may have been in that car to tell them that you kind of wanted that space and they are ready to go. So, but it happened a little bit before you were aware of it because we have something called like sentience, right? Our sentience,
yes,
or
most
people
talk about
realize.
That. I wanted to tell everybody, first of all, you know, when I was preparing to do this show, I Googled trionic sentience. Tom, there's absolutely nothing on Google about this.
No. Not at all. No, that's a
the
term
first time
that
in my life I Googled something and nothing came up. So tell me, how this worked with the parking place.
Okay, so what happens is, all right, so we have sentience, right? Well, okay, so we're aware, right? So mm-hmm. we have an awareness, and our awareness is kind of twofold. We have a preliminary awareness, which would be sentience, and we have a conscious awareness, which would be our consciousness, which is held within the body. The two combined creates conscious awareness. So our consciousness would be the DNA and the memories that we hold within our cellular structure, and then the sentience would be something that it's two-part. We have sentience within the body, and we also have a higher-end sentience, which sits on a different platform or a different layer. And what that does, it's our sixth sense. So in your situation, your scent, or sentient scent for short, saw the other scent of the person who was about to leave and put out a signal. You signaled up prior, but it contacted the other one saying, hey, it did. It, what they do is they do a little dance, and they go, hey, we want this one, and if you're cool with that, get on out. So at your leisure, but it seems that could have happened. And that's sort of the way our sixth sense works. So it also stems into, if you're standing somewhere and you all of a sudden feel like someone's looking at you, mm-hmm. and then you turn around and then they are, it's because your sentient had made contact with that person because of the way it looks up in this higher space. And so what happens is they kind of make a communication, and if the communication is accepted between the two, that's when that alchemical process is sent down to the body, and then so what happens is you get the actual sensory response. And so it's something that happens up on a higher platform. It's quite interesting, honestly, and it can explain quite a bit about how we interact with each other, not knowing how we do it. And it can also explain a lot of the things that people see up in the cloud layer, faces, and a lot of other things too. So it's quite interesting because
So we're not really only just in contact with our cell phones. We're actually all in contact through this sentient.
Yeah, so a sentient layer, a sentience layer. I mean, the best way to describe sentience, unembodied. Okay, so once sentience is embodied, it takes the DNA of the sentience, goes into the body, creates the physical structure. And then and it creates the awareness, which then allows you to communicate through the brain, which is the actual the communication processing center, allows all the higher end signals, the higher end frequency signals, to come down into the body to give you the processing that you have that you need to pull memory and all that sort of stuff. So there is a lot going on up there, and No, I mean, it's really far more crazy than most people think, because, there are different evolved layers of sentience, too, so it's,
Method of transportation is that? What is their transportation? What do they ride upon, these
the sentient layer, they have spaces. So each person has a geometrical space. Okay, so, and you can't see it unless you're really highly tuned visually, but no one can see it right now. So
you mean our electromagnetic field?
Yes. It's the sense itself is an electromagnetic field that holds. So basically, before you're embodied, these things float around with electromagnetic fields with DNA. And with an awareness, it's sort of I guess you could call it a face, but it's not really a face. It kind of just shapes and shifts on its own. It's hard to describe unless you kind of visualize it, because it's sort of like these things up here. They're very aware. They know. They don't quite know what they are, but they mimic things down here. So what they do is, they kind of float around this layer. And so when one person down here becomes a little bit more aware of their own existence, they're, their actual chamber, their scent chamber, opens up to actually allow a new scent to come in. And what this does, the scent comes in and is housed within this chamber. So this chamber not only holds the scent itself, but it also holds energy. And so the energy chamber, the chamber is pretty much your geometrical formation. It's like it's your unique energetic signature. But it's different to them.
I call that the code.
The code, right,
code.
Yeah. Well,
we each have our own specific energetic code. Kind of like those
very
web
unique
addresses.
Yeah, IP addresses, just like that. This is,
yeah.
You have a geometrical shape, and your shape is pretty much your energetic signature, and it's unique to everybody for the most part. So what happens is
that's why we have all separate fingerprints and voice patterns, and everything is unique.
Yes, exactly.
Individual.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Individualized, yeah. And so what happens is that once the scent enters the chamber, the DNA is passed down, and this normally happens through you know during the birth process. So basically, it'll come in, it'll pass the DNA down, at, you know, not baseline DNA, but it'll be your unique code set DNA, which will go into the cells, shape your fingerprint, do all that sort of stuff, and create you as the individual on top of the already existing kind of template layer of DNA that we from our parents.
Mm-hmm. The human template.
Yeah. So you have the human template, and then you have the higher DNA unique kind of energy template. So this is kind of how that works. So these spaces, your geometrical formation, holds the scent, holds the energy, and the scent sits inside the chamber and feeds off the energy you have. And so depending on how you are emotionally is what kind of energy you attract within this layer. So it's like it's like this trickle-down effect that happens on a super, super high frequency layer that kind of trickles down into two different layers. So then below the scent layer, you have the higher self layer or the higher aspect layer. So the scent trickles down to the higher aspect. The higher aspect is what translates energy to us, and then the higher aspect, higher self, well, then it translates down to us into physicality. So,
well, that's
then,
if we allow that, right?
Yeah, well, it's just
because
what happens.
We can be taking things in from a whole bunch of other sources.
Yeah, well, we can take in energy from other people, but what's funny about that is that a lot of that energy exchanging happens up on the scent layer. So it's sort of like it's everything's sort of like this trickle-down effect. And this is information that I've actually recently come upon. And so I'm still learning this as I go. It's not something that I've known for a long time, just because I constantly get new information coming in, which has something to do with, you know, why I'm here.
Right, exactly.
So,
showed up. Didn't you kind of just show up?
I kind of did, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here for 35 years, but
the click happened.
Yeah. Oh,
you
clicked
on.
I clicked on big time. It happened rather fast. I mean, my whole awakening took about 4 years. But whether I knew it or not, it was happening my entire life. It was just kind of, you know, these synchronistic events just kind of pulled and pushed me in certain directions, trying to figure out what's going on, and then it all really, really came online. I mean, to the point where I can deliver information. That was about six or seven months ago. So yeah, it's been a wild ride, but I'm definitely loving what I'm doing. Huh? I'm sorry.
The time has speeded up, so it's a wild ride for all of us right now. That's why we need all the help we can get, which is why I was thrilled to death you could come on the show and talk some more about this, because it's so where do you see us right now? Do you see us in awakening?
Oh, we are past the awakening. Well, it's individualized, in fact. But what is happening is an evolution, is an evolutionary upgrade for the human race, and this is happening through the evolution of the scent layer, which is coming down, which is evolving the higher self, which is then evolving the human body. So it's there's a lot going on, but it has to be realized individually to get the evolutionary process up to speed within the person itself. Now the tools are here, but it's whether someone raises their frequency up to the right level in order to incorporate new DNA into the body and to get new energy that's up there ready to be had. It's an individual thing. So it's kind of funny because we all want this collective experience and we all want to come together as a collective. Yet
but
it's
it
not,
has to be done one at a time, one person.
Yeah.
Each person individually has to do it.
Yes. It's,
right?
It's not service to self, yet it's fixing yourself first so you
right.
can be that grid point that comes up
yes.
to create the actual network. So the idea is that we're all going to be networking through each other.
Right.
And at a way higher, at a much, an amazing, and actually an amazing rate, we'll be able to network through our senses. We'll be able to network with a whole new visual perspective. There's a whole lot that's going to come online for people, and there are a lot of people now experiencing what's happening within the body itself and noticing new vision changes, noticing things going on within the body that are just pretty much unexplainable. Western medicine just would never be able to put a finger on because they don't have the tools and instruments to actually test this sort of stuff. So it's something we're all
kind of... So can you give me some examples?
What's happening with the prefrontal cortex. Yeah. There's an evolutionary change within happening in the brain, and this has to do with the prefrontal cortex. And we all know we're pretty much the human race. We got the prefrontal cortex. A lot of species down here don't have that. But what's happening is that I'll give you an example. Okay, so our prefrontal cortex is evolving. It's evolving into something called a scalar wave mapping device. And what this does, it allows us to send scalar wave communication, very similar to how our sense do it up there, we can do it down here. And so
information on the scalar wave?
Mm-hmm. We are sending its biological information. Communication on a high-frequency energy wave. And this is actually something that's now being recognized by quite a few people in the healing community because this is what is now really allowing remote healing to take place.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
And a lot of people, so if you're connected in and you've gone through this preliminary upgrade of it, you can start doing things like remote viewing. You can do things, precognitive dissonance, things like this where you're reading people's, not so much reading people's minds, but, yeah, clairvoyance, this sort of thing.
Clairsentience.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And then also, in addition to this will come, is new frequency coming through the eyes, allowing you to see things that you wouldn't have normally seen.
Yes, I saw out on my balcony last week, I saw the, I don't know what I was seeing, but it was, I saw the particles in the air, kind of like that energy field that's around us all the time that has all that free energy just waiting for us to call it into manifestation. I saw that.
Were they little white little things kind of zipping around in front of your face?
Yeah, kind of like little light things, like exactly.
Biophotonic light.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I saw.
Yep.
And
I'm like,
wow.
So that's happening. Yeah, that's happening. That's happening to. It's not happening for everybody yet. That's the thing. However, if you pay awareness into it, you can start picking up some interesting stuff. There is sort of an all-inclusive kind of group thing going on, a frequency rise, but it's not as drastic as what you can do individually. So yeah, that's one thing that people should know is that you do have these capabilities to see these certain things. Have you ever noticed? Have you been noticing if you look at something for a second and then you'll, if you look away, you'll see the imprint of it, if you kind of look away, of the same thing.
Well, I see the vibration of it. I've been seeing the vibration, like of my tree here by my, on my sidewalk where I walk out to my car.
Mm-hmm.
The tree has,
has
I don't
waves
know if
coming
I'm crazy,
it?
But it started a relationship with me.
No,
and,
that's not crazy.
And I see the I see its vibration.
Right.
You know, the tree has a certain vibration. The tree has a certain code like that, just like we do.
And
it's like I saw it.
Well, that you are seeing, you are definitely seeing that. So what's happening is that you're seeing this. Your prefrontal cortex is actually mapping it. So you're starting to see a new frequency band, and this is what's now happening to the body. There's a whole lot going on with the body. In fact, it's
how can I use this in my own personal body then?
Well, right now it's kind of something that you just have to kind of let evolve for a bit, because right now it's not completely usable. And part of that has to do with the density that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's changing down here, along with the frequencies that we'll be able to incorporate, basically stream out of our eyes via light. And so it's all kind of, I know everyone wants it now, you know, but it's just something that it's not going to take forever for it to happen, but it's not going to happen overnight. So it's just something that if you're aware of it and you're aware that you're going through these changes, that helps the body understand. It helps your sentient understand what's going on, which will allow it to play with you more, which will allow it to give you more energy, and it will take in more energy because you're aware of the process via then it's aware of the process. So the more aware that your sentience is to your own particular process, it wants to work with you very, very badly. And so it's kind of like this thing. So I don't know, have you heard of the I am presence? Like a lot of people talk about the I am presence. And so what the sentience is doing is it's actually evolving into this, into an I am presence, which will descend down into the body. This shape set that the sentience sits in will come down, and that shape set with holding the sentience and energy will become the person's Merkaba. So that is kind of the evolutionary step that's happening, and once that happens, the body starts taking shape into a new energy and into a new, a new frequency way of being. And it's going to be pretty amazing what the human body is going to be capable of, because...
Do you think we transcend death then?
Yeah, I do. At some point, I don't, you know. So I think what does happen is that, so everybody's bodies now, everyone's pretty much in a constant state of cell degeneration, which means, you know, their DNA distorts over time, which means the cells get older and we start to age.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you raise your frequency is that the cells stop degenerating, and they either regenerate or they sit exactly where they are. So you can hit one frequency level that will actually stop the cells from degenerating. Then you can hit another frequency level, which will start basically re-imprinting the cellular at the cellular level with the same blueprint that you already have to basically bring your body up to its natural state of maybe when you're the age and maybe you're about 25 to 27.
Well, you have to go beyond that and get into the perfect divine blueprint in order to transition past your faulty DNA or miscodings you received in your inheritance.
Right.
You want to get
so
back to the divine perfect blueprint.
Exactly. And so that's the first part. And the second part is the recoding of new RNA DNA. And that is the evolution, that's the new evolutionary template that will take shape within the body. So and there's a whole
other... And activating
other, you know,
more strands of DNA.
Yeah, basically acting new... So it's, you know, a lot... There, we just had a new DNA stream come in.
I know.
I
felt that.
Yeah, yes, it's not going to... It's going to lay dormant for a bit until the frequency level of the individual rises to the point where it can start shifting and turning on and taking shape within the body itself. Mm-hmm. So, it's bringing it back to you know, divine blueprint, then taking the next level up to the crystallization. And that's mm-hmm. that's the evolution, is the crystallization of the human body. And this has to do with just new elements coming into the blood, new elements coming into the cells, bioluminescence. I mean, we're talking about the, like down the line, what we're looking at is, you know, how we see everything right now. We see everything as from a projected light source from the outside, right? Our sun mm-hmm. projects light down. Our sun, you know, reflects off the moon. We have stars and so forth, street lamps and all that. Well, what will happen is that the not only us, the body, but the actual our surroundings, our environment, the trees and everything else, everything will start to bioluminate from the inside. So you can imagine that, you know, from whenever this really takes shape, you would see everything emanates from itself. So our surroundings would be illuminated by the organisms themselves versus the outside source of light. Mm-hmm. So, and that's already, you know, we can see that now in certain species of animals, like fruit fly and other mm-hmm. things that live in the sea, that they do already bioluminate, and that's sort of like, you know, they kind of possibly are on their own evolutionary course, slightly ahead of us. So, I mean, this is now coming forward. The science is sort of catching up, but it's pretty amazing.
There is a man, an archaeologist, and I'm going to run in the other room and get this book in a minute. But he ran across in his archaeological digs, he ran across this community of people in Tibet, and they lived like this. They had the bioluminescence. I mean, there wasn't any mechanical way that they made light. They were the light, and like when they went in the rooms of the caves, I mean, it was lighted because not only were they light, but the walls of the cave, you know, were bioluminescent as well.
Oh yeah, no, it's yeah.
And they moved by thought. They lived on the side of this, you know, rugged terrain, but they just moved up and down to the various rooms just by thought.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd lived, they've been there for who knows how long, hundreds of years. And they didn't die, they didn't age, and they're there now, apparently, and have been. And he wrote a whole series of books about it, you know, as a scientist, as a archaeologist, and he just reported the facts of his experience. And I thought to myself when I read it, and I read this quite a long time ago before any of this that we have now coming forth, you know, none of this had come forth yet.
Right.
And then now it is. It's like it's coming out of the secret chambers. It's coming out
mm-hmm.
of the – it's been held back. And it's always been there. It's always been possible. And and I believe civilizations of the past have reached these places, but perhaps not to the extent that we're going to be able to now.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because – oh, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay, what I was going to say is that it's funny because there are a couple different evolutionary processes going on down here. And a lot of this has to do with the unique DNA templates that are actually coming in. So there is.
And you believe these are new ones that maybe have never been here before?
These are templates that have basically source does its shifting thing. And every so often, it sends out a new template. It's just this is what it does. It's
mm-hmm.
it's all sentient. It's just what it does. It's all generating synthesis of new, always new code, always new this, and it shoots out every so often. And when we get in the right alignment with it, we get it. And so
I don't think it ever goes backward. I think it's always going forward.
It is always going forward. That what you're talking about, there are people right now that are evolving a little faster than others, and this has to really do with their unique individualized blueprint and the actual evolutionary, particular evolutionary course that they're taking. There are going to be more than one evolutionary process. I just call it crystallization in total just because I don't know all of them. I do know a couple of the names of them, but I'm not totally sure on all that information yet, and that'll come in later on down the line once, because we're going to start seeing this, though, and that's what's going to be the big discovery down here. It's not going to be anybody discovering something out of science itself, pulling something, extracting something out. It's going to be somebody walking up and going, look at me, this is what I can do. And I know I don't look right, but we're gonna have a whole new race of beings, people that are gonna be taking a little bit of a different, you know, maybe not a different shape, but definitely a different look, and with some extraordinary abilities. And this is what's gonna wake up the minds and hearts of people down here. It might be a little scary at first because they're not gonna, you know, it's gonna be so different from what people are used to. But this is something that we should keep in mind because this is what's happening.
So you don't necessarily see it as like aliens coming in. You see it as people that are already here that have gone through the human experience that now have ascended, in a sense, into this next realm. And then will manifest and then be the example.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're going to be taking on a new extraterrestrial form. So it's like we're graduating to be a new race of ET. The ET races now, they do exist, but they're so far advanced, many of them just don't hold physicality at all. So the fact is that they can't really come down. They don't have to, and they can come, yet they would show up in holographic form. And so that sort of thing is like the ET races that everyone talks about, the Pleiadians, Andromedans, all these other ones, they are holographic in nature now. So they don't really hold much physicality, if anything, and they really do keep to their own location. They keep to their own program. But they're aware of what's happening here, and they are behind the scenes helping, but they're not exactly helping from right here. It's something that we pull ourselves into based on our wants and desires. So, you know, if you want to evolve, if you want to be this next jump, you have to want it. It's no one's going to force it down your throat and you have to do a little work to get there. So it's by raising your frequency, by doing good to others.
I think you have to deal with all your baggage. I think you have to settle everything. I think you have to purify out yourself, purify out all your experiences, allow your entire life stream, the entire consciousness of your life stream to be purified, paired, and be willing to allow that to happen. And settle some stuff, settle it, and get yourself free. Get yourself free and empty and ready to take on what's coming now and be able to then flow the new energy through a purified form. We don't want to use this new energy to propagate all the old stuff.
You can't even use it to propagate old stuff. You won't even have it unless you do the work. So it's one of those things, you know, you do the work and you'll get it. I mean, it's definitely purifying the body, but also balancing the emotional state. Because if you can balance your emotional state to the point where nothing
bothers you anymore.
Nothing bothers you. You're sentient. You're sent. It attracts the energy that you need. So that's the whole thing, is we need our sentience to evolve so it can bring our Merkaba down, which completes our electromagnetic field.
Word Merkaba, let's sort of explain that to the people, because I've always thought of that as the light body.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. Yeah, well, the Merkaba is basically, it's your field that your sentience will sit in to shape your field once your body is ready to go through the last stage of crystallization. Mm-hmm. And what happens is once everything down here is in place, because you won't be able to use the Merkaba until the density is down, you know, down here is at the right kind of density. It has to be less what it is now. Yet it's going to be a transportation vehicle. So which is I don't know much more than that's going to be pretty crazy in itself. but it's also a field that we'll use to network between people, and not even networking like we do on a computer, literally networking through our minds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be,
scalar waves, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be quite amazing because our vision is going to take on a whole new look. We're going to have a mapping layout that will basically come down over the top of our existing vision that will give us dimensional looks at everything. We can map things out. You can look at a tree and then you can gauge it. You can get numerical values on, the density of the tree, how large the tree is, mm-hmm. how long has it been there, mm-hmm. What is it? I mean, this sort of thing. Like,
get the readout.
A full-on three-dimensional holographic readout of your environment smack dab right on the top of your existing environment.
Exactly.
And this is, it's going to be amazing.
So see, that's
amazing.
What the tree did to me, exposed me to.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my tree exposed me to. I didn't even realize what was happening. And then I thought, what is this I'm seeing? And then I think, too, as we go through this and then we trust, once we've done the work of preparation and then we trust, you have to have a certain trust where, that you keep walking even though you really don't know where that next step is going to take you. And you don't know whether there's anything of a firm foundation under what you're going to put your foot down next to or not, but you just trust. And walk ahead.
And then ask.
So I ask. I say, what is it? And then you can have the revelation right then. You can get the revelation right then.
Yeah, the trust is super key in this. Because,
yes, I think so too.
There's so much out here right now, so much information out here about negative extraterrestrial races coming down here and usurping everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't subscribe to that, yet what we need to understand sort of is that we can create whatever we want in our own mm-hmm. minds, okay? So, if someone wants to believe that they're being attacked and this and that, it's fine, but we can create that. I mean, we can create it to the point where your mind will give you a visual of something very creepy, and it's just sort of the thing that people should think about, because if you hold that negative or if you remain in that state, everything shapes around that. So, and that also means that your sentient up in your shape is not going to be very happy and won't get the other side of the energy that it needs to balance itself out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it all trickles down to kind of, so it's just really important to balance and to remember that, this place that we live, apart from all the atrocities and stuff that do happen, if you can keep that out of your awareness, the place is pretty awesome. I mean, we do live on a gem here, and if we can look forward.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we can be grateful for what we have, and if we can see that,
and
we can change our perspective.
Yeah, and we can align our energy with beauty,
mm-hmm.
and only be in agreement with peace, we have the control what we want to align ourselves with and what we want to empower. So do you want to empower a Holocaust or a tribulation or a horror movie, or do you want to live in peace and joy and righteousness and healthy, wealthy, and wise?
Well, yeah. No, it's true. And then, you know, and with the, and with that balance then comes the ability to self-heal. And so this is like, this is the stage that everyone is getting at now where, I want everyone to know that, like, you can do this. Like, you can actually self-heal yourself. You don't need necessarily to go to the doctor every time. I mean, all right, if it's something awful, yes, I would say go, you know. But the fact is that you can work with your own energy. You can talk to your body. Your body is conscious. The cells listen. You have a sentience that is definitely there to help you out. And
yep.
You can do this. You can talk to your DNA. You can ask your body to do whatever it wants. Most people don't know that. So they go on, I look horrible. Like, well, the more you tell yourself that you're going to look horrible, that's what your body's going to do for you. It doesn't really care. It's going to do what you want. So
it's a neutral place. It just does whatever is put in it.
It just does whatever you command it to do.
It's like a big old Xerox machine. Whatever you put on there and push the button, that's what you're going to get.
You get what you want. I mean, that's the thing. Now you do what you want. Give yourself what you want. Don't blame it on the exterior when something awful happens. You know. Whatever you put out, what you want, right back in return. So,
right.
So that's why through my group, the truth of the universe. A lot of my writings have to do with that, figuring out what you want, how to self-realize, to do this by delivering yourself awesome experiences, surround yourself in great experiences, diversify it, do something new. Just try to expand yourself out a little bit. Give all of the layers of your being an experience that keeps them active.
Us about this truth of the universe. This is a WordPress. You put this out every day or what?
Well, the truth
your
of
blog.
The universe. Well, the blog. Yeah, I don't necessarily write from the blog all the time. Yet that's where I host. The page where you can come and get a healing from me if you want. But I also have a Facebook group, The Truth of the Universe. So that's where I do most of the writing from.
So you're on Facebook and under your name, right? Tom Benzian.
Mm-hmm.
B-E-N-Z-I-A-N.
Mm-hmm. And then I host a group, The Truth of the Universe group.
Where is that?
That's on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
It's a Facebook group.
They can look you up under the name, and they can look you up under the Truth of the Universe.
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you meet
Absolutely.
On a regular basis, or is there just you post and then there's dialogue?
Yeah, there's post and dialogue. I try to keep a conversation going every day. I'll post something up, whatever new information, like lately I've been getting new information in, so that'll go up. And, what I'll do is I'll go out and I'll look and see what kind of science is being presented and see what people are talking about. And that's alternative media, but not just kind of cutting edge science, quantum physics and stuff like that. And look, I start a conversation about it. What do people think? There's a lot of stuff going on out there. It's just not visible. For a reason. Some people don't want to hear about it, and some people just don't know about it. So it's I try to present new material a lot of the time is not really going around most of the other, all the other alternative information databases. My goal is to present new material. Because as of now, I've been really, before I started doing this, I got really just kind of disillusioned by all the regurgitation of what's going on down here. It's never given anybody a fresh perspective.
I agree. That's why I have my show.
Yeah.
I agree 100% with you.
There's a new wave of information coming out, and it's all kind of now, and I can see it now shaping within the what's been out there already. Everyone's kind of coming around. So it's kind of nice to see new information coming out, I really would love to see more and.
In fact, on Missy Hill's show, I thought, gosh, this guy needs to have his own radio show. But then, see, you're working through the print media, and And I just believe that, you know, the information is coming forth in all ways now. There's not going to be any excuse for anybody not knowing what's happening now. And, and you know, and some people get it better if they read it through their eyes. Other people get it better if they hear it through their ears. And I believe
right.
that all people are going to have an opportunity to hear. So you write and talk and you write and you know, do the print media, and I'm going to keep talking on
mm-hmm.
my show, and we're going to get the message out, Tom.
We join forces. that's exactly it.
Yeah.
And we broadcast it out in different ways, and that's how it, you know. It's just,
so
you know, it's
everybody
like, we're not
can
tr-
get it. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody, if they want to. If they want to, that is. And that's the thing. It's like with this whole evolutionary thing, it's not everybody's going to sign up for it. And, I hate saying that because it's sort of like, well, don't we all just want to, you know, have it all happen for every single person? It's up to the individual whether they want it. And so I just, you know, I've come to grips with, it's like, hey, I want to reach so many people, yet I don't try to fluster myself with the idea that, oh, if I don't get all, you know, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do this? It's like, I just let it happen on its own. And,
see, I
you know,
do
there's,
too.
There's,
I think that, you know, I feel like I'm going to speak my truth, and I feel like the ones that are supposed to hear will hear.
Yeah.
My job is to be true to do it. And then the ones that are supposed to hear me will hear me. And the ones that are supposed to hear you will hear you.
Yeah, no, and it's this is another thing that happens up on this higher level. It's
the higher
know,
level.
People,
and they'll direct.
Yeah, the higher
they
level.
Know who is the best one for them to get the information to, and they'll just set up conditions for that person to be directed to it. And then they'll have a chance
exactly.
to make a decision, a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And sometimes
oh, yeah.
they
oh,
don't choose the first time. So then they'll set mm-hmm. up another contingency of conditions that say, oh, okay, we're going to let them hear it again. And then maybe the next time they hear it, they will want to because, you know, I believe it's the will of the source for all beings to be taken as far as as anybody is willing to go. And that's the will, the perfect will. And so everybody's going to get an opportunity many, 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 many times, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everyone has the opportunity. That's for sure. It's whether they want to take it, you know. And
exactly.
That's just,
And
so,
another thing that I'm doing right now is on Friday nights, I've started a what I call, because, see, I'm kind of old school. I came out of the old school. I'm one of the ones that's been sitting here holding the pattern, waiting for this particular moment. I mean,
exactly.
for a long time. I hate, you know, for a long time. And I kind of have old paradigms, you know, that I've done in the past. So I'm calling my new show the Friday Night 21st Century Prayer Meeting. But what it is a time for people to come. If they truly would like to enter into this new wave of energy that is coming to us now, to take us into this new form, this new evolution of our species. I mean, this is as big as from we went to ape to man. This is the next big jump.
It's
quantum
huge.
Leap.
Quantum leap. What? Yeah. It wasn't a quantum leap before either, so this is a big one.
This is the big one, right. And,
it's a really big
and
one.
So if there are people who are interested would like to do it, then I've started my prayer meeting as a place for preparation. Come and be prepared. And so that's Friday nights. It's, you know, it's 7 o'clock. And then I do my show here on Sunday night. And then I have a Wednesday pick-me-up where I go in. And we're coming up here on the, let's see. Oh, we still have a little time left, and we do have a caller. I would like to take that caller in case they have a question for you.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say another thing here about these scalar waves, because I'm just now beginning to learn about this. And I have a friend who has a machine. I like to call it the Dr. McCoy tricorder. It's called a QX, and it operates on these scalar waves. It actually has the scalar wave program in it. And because we do have these unique codes, that is us. I mean, I have a code and you have a code, and that's the way this machine then can read our, to read us. It reads us through the code, our own individual code, and it runs this scalar wave program. It uses the scalar waves. Now, can you explain how that works, or do you know?
I don't know, in fact, because I know scalar wave to be a biological function. So I'm not, I don't want to say that I don't, that
yeah,
it's,
biological,
that's not
and but then it's something about it where it works ahead of time, ahead of it. Scalar wave, if you're in a scalar wave energy, you're working ahead of time some way.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're
before
working out of
time. Before time sets something, you know, as a an existence, you're ahead of it. You're
yeah,
in that creative time, creative a field of all possibilities.
Yeah, quantum particle. Quantum particle transference. That's the when I do my healings, my healing stuff that I do. I do it all remotely. And I use scalar wave.
Okay.
And anybody who's ever had one they'll know it's a pretty interesting experience because I work with everyone's higher self, higher aspect,
mm-hmm.
and I'm able to pretty much do full clearings. I can rise your frequency. I can do all. I can give you a complete full tune up. And so if people want to experience what's scalar wave, biological scalar wave activity is like, it's quite amazing. It's a communication vehicle for the body to activate itself. So it's kind of one of these things that if anybody's interested, I'd love to work with you. I don't charge, so yeah. So it's one of these things that I would love to see what this machine's all about, see what it's working on. I don't know. I mean, if you can show
well,
me.
Well, she runs it on me, and it reads my everything about me. It reads my emotions. It reads my mental activity. It reads all the physical activity, all of my organs. You know, everything that all of my organs are doing, and then it recommends therapy, whatever therapies. And I've talked about this on my show. I have an archived show called the Dr. McCoy Tricorder and some of the, you know, the experiences that I've had with it. But so it somehow uses these scalar waves. And I do believe that that's what Tesla was working with also, right, when he discovered it's like this free energy that's out there. It's always been out there. And now we're just going to learn how to use it.
Yeah, no, zero point energy, it's all around.
So what is the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with me through my Facebook page, through the Truth of the Universe group, or they can go to, they can hit, you know, shoot an email to me through my blog site. There's
what
a bunch of different
email?
Ways. My email is tombenzian@yahoo.com.
Well, that's simple.
Yeah. Nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if anybody would like to have a reading and begin to get in touch with this new energy and begin to experience it for themselves, then I just suggest that you give Tom a call and have the experience. You know,
yeah,
it's nothing to be afraid of. We're working here with purity. You know, you're not going to get those awful side effects, you know, all that chemical stuff they do on television, and then, you know, then it gives you a list of 10 20 side effects that are worse than actually what you've already got, as far as I'm concerned. And
right.
This is pure. You know, there isn't any. It's pure and sacred.
Yeah.
And
well, you're using
perfect.
Your own, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You use your it's conducted through your own energy bank. So
yes.
You're using, you know, when I do it, I use your own energy, which sits at a different frequency space, yet it's yours. So it's, you know, it's safe. It's
uh-huh.
safe. There's no, you know, you're not going to get, you know, you won't get any nasty negative electron pockets or anything like that. You'll get cleaned of all that stuff. And it will upgrade a system to allow frequency rise, which will then embed new code and will allow you to start seeing a new perspective visually, feeling it, new sensory, wider sensory bank, or, you know, the ability to smell better, hear better, see better, feel better.
Feel better.
Yeah. That's the first thing. We
that's
need to feel
wonderful.
Good about ourselves. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So no,
let me take this one caller. They've been holding here for 54 minutes patiently. Let's just see, just say hello for them for just a moment. Let me bring them on. Hello, is this 1323? Hello? Hello? Well, maybe they... I'm going to leave their mic live and see whether they come in. Are you still there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Yeah, so they're not there. But
323, well, that's Los Angeles.
678 is the area code. I don't know where that
is. Oh, 678?
Yeah, 678. So let's see whether they come on or not. Well, their mic is live, so if they want to come on. Well, this has just been wonderful, and I still don't kind of get the trionic part of the sentience. That's supposed to be, tri to me means three things. So it's the chamber and then the two other realms, right?
No, okay, so trionic sentience, so I'll explain. Trionic sentience is source. It's
2 minutes.
It is source. So trionic sentience is energy, DNA, and sentience. I mean, this is what it is. It's two types of energy and DNA coming together to form in its own particular way. It comes out. It's all being and living, and it does its own thing. So it's basically that's the way you can describe the creator or the creation. It's not an archetypal.
Oh,
being.
I get it. Okay.
It's what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the trionic is the bringing together of the energy and the DNA, which creates a frequency stream, which allows it to travel out to different areas. And then that would be from at a different frequency location, but then what that does is it comes down and allows the sentience to travel. They bond with DNA and energy, and then they enter a scent layer, which then allows them to enter our spaces and give us what we want.
What a
so,
wonderful way to end.
Indeed.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to end the show. And I want to thank you so much for coming on. Maybe we can do another one later on as the because, like you say, this information is expanding constantly now, and in fact, we're having to sort of run to keep up here, right?
Yeah, no, so, it's coming out from all angles.
I know. Isn't it a wonderful time? I'm just so
it
excited.
Really
is. I've lived my whole life for this time. So thank you again, Tom, and now this is Marcy Ann. And I'm going to say aloha. Thank you to all of you listeners tonight and for those who are going to listen in the archives. And aloha in the wonderful ancient Hawaiian people's language is hello. Goodbye now, and I
love
you.
Love you too.